This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. More than $1 billion will be spent over the next decade improving a part of North Denver that is both well-known and blighted. The junction of I-25 and I-70 is home to the Globeville neighborhood, which is dotted with large industrial factories and rail yards. Residents of the close-knit community welcome many of the proposed changes. But as KUNC's Nathan Heffel reports, some hope the revitalization won't come at their expense.
Thousands of vehicles pass through the Globeville-Ilaria-Swansea neighborhood each day. To be exact, they pass over the area on an elevated section of I-70 that was built in the 1960s. It effectively cut the neighborhood in half, isolating it from Denver.
You know, and it's really funny that sort of this contradiction where people in different areas of the city might not even know that we're Denver.
For lifelong residents like Liliana Flores Amaro and her extended family, the gigantic gray slab of concrete is a physical reminder of what the area has endured.
Or if people know that we are part of Denver, you know, it's really easy to make fun of us and be the butt of the jokes.
Despite the reputation, the 20-something Flores Amaro moved back to the neighborhood after leaving to attend college. She lives there with her husband.
It's a great mix of families that have been there for generations and decades and then, like, 80s and 90s and still going on now, like the influx of immigrants moving in, which is kind of where my family came in.
Globeville has always been home to immigrants. Eastern Europeans moved to the neighborhood in the late 1800s, largely because of the Globe Smelting and Refining Company. Other industry followed, and while the community may have a gritty appearance, residents have created a vibrant cultural community all their own.
They are watching us, and they deserve the very best that we can give to them.
Denver City Councilwoman Judy Montero says there's not much that can be done about the past, but officials can have an impact on the future.
I mean, we weren't at the table, but it's within our purview, it's within our responsibility to undo the things that have been done before and to do right by the people that live here.
At least 6 massive renovation projects have been proposed around the Globeville-Ilaria-Swansea neighborhood, including 4 new light rail stations. Another could push the elevated sections of I-70 below ground, replacing the aging viaduct with a sprawling park. The National Western Stock Show, which has been in the neighborhood since the early 1900s, also has plans for redevelopment.
Hello, all.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Everybody good.
Paul Anders is the stock show's president and CEO. With a feasibility study already completed, he says these projects will help transform the grounds from an annual 2-week venue to a fully utilized year-round event center.
We're looking at all of those with the neighborhood specifically. In fact, we formed a citizen advisory committee made up of over 20 leaders from both Ilaria, Swansea, and Globeville.
Andrews says working closely with the city of Denver is also needed to rethink the footprint of the stock show to make it more appealing to the thousands who pass through the area every day.
Reality is that, you know, we are not pleased with the entrance into our downtown, our central core of our city.
That's Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. He unveiled the 6 Project North Denver Cornerstone Collaborative last year with the goal of creating a corridor of opportunity, making what had been called the back door of Denver the new front door.
We absolutely want to transform this. We need sidewalks. We need new drainage. We're going to need new roads out here, new infrastructure as far as vertical buildings are concerned. That means jobs and investment in the area.
But Liliana Flores Amaro and others in the Globeville community remain leery.
Whether it be projects or organizations or agencies that have come in and, you know, made promises and not, you know, been good on those. And I think people still feel really frustrated.
There's also a fear of gentrification. Flores Amaro says other renovation projects in Denver, such as in the North Side and Highlands neighborhood, have pushed a once largely immigrant population away as home prices have soared.
People want to be able to have all of the amenities and services that any other neighborhood has in Denver and still be able to afford to live there.
Councilwoman Judy Montero maintains the community will have a say as projects move forward.
This neighborhood is a source of pride, and what they're asking for is equity that is existent in maybe other, you know, other neighborhoods, and that's what they want. And our hope here is to have them be at the core of what we're doing, the human development part.
But even if the 6 projects come to fruition in their current form, it will be at least a decade before they're fully realized, which means multiple administrations could come and go. And that leaves the hope and promises of a renewed neighborhood in sight, but possibly just out of reach. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.